Thank you. My name is Kendall. I'm a precision ag engineer at Clemson University. Gave a similar presentation to this in the engineering session at this meeting last year, and I was encouraged to give the presentation or to present the topic in the agronomy session. So here I am today. Looking at variable rate nitrogen in particular, or variable rate any product, oftentimes the way we like to present this to producers is that there is or there are rates, and we don't always know the answers to this. That's part of what I'll be presenting today. But there are rates that generally seem to maximize profitability as a function of some zone or soil characteristic. So in this case, as just an example here, I've got soil EC here on the x-axis. And then what a grower is going to do in the event that he's got a uniform rate application, he's going to go with what he believes to be the best uniform rate. To hit the rate that maximizes profitability, what you end up having is something where in the area down below here, we've got an over-application, and basically what we do with that nitrogen where we had an over-application is we pick it up and we move it to the area where there's an under-application. So the main idea that we try to convey to growers with this is within variable rate application, you're not always trying to reduce your input cost. In fact, rarely is what you're trying to do reduce your input cost. Rather, it's to take your nutrients that are not being used in one area of the field and move them to an area of the field where they can or will be used. Traditionally, when we look at variable rate prescriptions, oftentimes we don't really have a lot of science backing the prescriptions that we make. There is certainly some, and I do believe that with good judgment, we can make decent prescription. The idea of the method that I'll be presenting today, though, is to add some science to how we build these prescriptions. So traditionally, we'll build zones, management zones, and then in those management zones, maybe we'll define yield goals or use historic yield data in those areas to know roughly what the yield is. And then we'll tie it together oftentimes with data that is not from our farm or our field, but it generally says for this particular yield potential, maybe you would put this rate of nitrogen. Now, in this case, the example I've got with the data on the right here, this is actually corn seeding rate data. So we've used this exact method for multiple different inputs for variable rate prescription. Cotton nitrogen is just one of them. Another way, and Dr. Valides address this a little bit, another way to make variable rate prescription nitrogen prescriptions in cotton is using NDVI data. This was developed at Oklahoma State, and Clemson has refined the algorithm. Basically, you take the NDVI data to make an in-season estimate of yield, which is used to calculate a yield potential and therefore drive the nitrogen rate that you should put there. Essentially, what you say is how green could the plants be and how green are they and how much nitrogen would it take to bring them up to a higher level. The way that this system works is you take some soil foundational data, in this case just as an example, it doesn't have to be EC data, this could be historical yield data, but you take some foundation to define polygons or zones in the field. You put uniform rate test strips in the field, and then you look at the yield response from those uniform rate test strips in the field to drive the directed prescription. So I'm going to walk through this a little bit. We call the system directed prescription because it uses the yield data to direct the prescription you should put out in a given year. If you look here at this cartoon, oftentimes I'll show this cartoon to growers. Now I've crossed out yield on the y-axis there and written in profit. Intentionally, oftentimes we look at these studies and we look at yield, but at the end of the day, what really should be driving our decisions on a lot of these things. Now, looking at yield helps us to understand things better, but for a grower, what should be driving these decisions is profit. So in this case, I'll ask the growers in the room, which rate would you use, right? So they look at this and they think about it real hard, and oftentimes they've got some good explanation behind why they chose the one that they chose, but I always tell them, well, you're all wrong. You need to be using this rate, right? And so what we do with this system, this is not real data, this is a cartoon, but what we do with this system, the soil characteristic I should have explained in the x-axis, picture it as whatever you want, sand content, electrical conductivity, elevation, is some basis for defining the zones in the field. And so what we do in this system is we go in everywhere below this first, it's hard to get the mouse pointer here, but this is the way they tell us to do it. So we go in here, and any let's call it shallow electrical conductivity, shallow EC. Any EC below about 3, I want to go with rate 3. And then between 3 and 7, I want to go with rate 2. And then above 7, I want to go with rate 1. And what that does is it maximizes profit everywhere that I am in the field. It takes what does best in that specific area of the field, which is not to say that it's going to do best everywhere in the field, and you drop it in where it ought to be. So the objectives of the study I'm going to present here today, or the experiments that we did, were to see what would the repeatability of using this directed prescriptions method be in making variable rate nitrogen prescription for cotton. Within that, I should also add the test that we did, we were always on irrigated nitrogen, and I'll probably add to some other components of that as we go. And there was something else here that I was going to say. It'll come to me. When we set these tests up, we put everything out as uniform nitrogen rate. So in this case, we're varying from 60 to 140 pounds of nitrogen per acre, which roughly is 60 to 100. It's a little higher than that in kilograms per hectare. And then we have some basis for zone development. In this case, I'm using DPC and the yield response from that. And this is the cartoon we looked at earlier. But in this case, this is the cartoon with real data for this specific field. So what we saw in this specific field, and a big kind of driver and why we do this directed prescription system the way we do it, is that you're using data from your field to develop a prescription for your field. You're not using generic data. You're using what worked last year on your field to drive what you do next year on your field. And again, that's what we're trying to learn. Does this work well to do this? If you look as a function of DPC, we would, in this case, want to start at a rate of 120 pounds. This would be in your sandier areas of the field, and this would be in your clayer or heavier soil texture areas of the field. So we would want to start at 120 pounds of nitrogen, and then at some point shift over here to a 60-pound rate. And again, it's the data that's driving these decisions. It's not us selecting what ought to be there. It's what the yield response said should be there. And so this would be the prescription, the variable rate prescription map that we would learn in year one to be applied in year two to this field. When we stand back and look at it in year one, you see all these different uniform nitrogen rates on the x-axis here, and the returns above nitrogen cost. So we refer to those sometimes in these experiences, returns above variable cost. So this isn't our profit, but it's an indication of profit when you don't consider your other inputs, which were held constant everywhere. At the end of the day, the benefit, and this is not the actual benefit that was observed, but it's the maximum potential benefit. Had we nailed the prescription in that year, the maximum potential benefit would have been $11 per acre. And that's on the basis of the EC, the soil zones that we defined for that year. So we followed it up, same test, same field, different year. And in this year, we added in the directed prescription, that would be the red treatment here, and an NDVI-based variable rate prescription based on the Clemson algorithm, which was developed by another program at Clemson. And then again, we've got the uniform rates in place here as well. And we see generally the same sort of response. So when we look at yield as a function of EC across different nitrogen rates, generally we're starting in a sandier area of the field at higher yields, and then in the heavier areas of the field dropping to lower yields. A little bit more activity as a function of nitrogen rate there. So in this case, the prescription would come out a little bit different if we had nailed the prescription in this second year of study, 2017. And you can see that on the top left corner here. So in the top left corner, the prescription coming out of 2016, which got applied for the DRX treatment in 2017, is the blue line in the top left plot. And then the red line would have been the prescription from 2017 that nailed the optimum prescription for maximizing profitability. The green on there is the NDVI-based prescription using the Green Seeker data that we had, the NDVI. And when we stand back and look at the prescriptions, yes, they're a little bit different. When we look at evaluating how did it do on a yield or profit basis, we can see that the potential, had we nailed the prescription in 2017, now this is not what we achieved, this is the potential had we nailed it, we did not, would have been $20 per acre potential benefit. And then when we stand back, this is, oh, not what I wanted. this is actually how we did, okay? So the best performing uniform rate was 100 pounds, and we did about 15 pounds, although not significantly, but numerically $15 per acre better than the best performing uniform rate. So again, the potential there was 20 pounds. We achieved 15 pounds. This is not uncommon of what we've seen for other variable rate prescriptions using this exact same method. And you see here that the NDVI-based prescription also did well and then out-yielded, but only numerically, not significantly out-yielded the 100-pound nitrogen rate. The other thing to observe here is to look at, here's your 100-pound rate. How much nitrogen did you use? Well, obviously 100 pounds. The directed prescriptions rate would have been 103 pounds, the weighted average through the field, and the NDVI prescription rate was 139 pounds per acre in that case. There's another field here, the same kind of story. This is a different story from this field, and I'm not going to have time to get through it all, so I'm going to skip through it rather quickly. I'm going to get to the tail end of it, though. Negligible benefit, both years we did the test in this same field. And the thing that I learned from this, I thought I could go into any field and make a prescription that would, like, maximize profitability in that field. But what I learned, it kind of put me in my place. There are just simply some fields that are not good candidates for variable rate application, and this is one of those fields. This is roughly a 50-acre field, so you would think in the area I'm in South Carolina, with as much variability as we have, there would be a benefit from it. There would be a potential. But in two consecutive years, we saw very little benefit. If you look in the top right corner, year one prescription coming out of it, and then year two in the bottom right corner, and then you can see the same kind of graph in the top left corner here. And you look at those and you say, well, one of them's all green and one of them's all red, so they're way different, right? Well, the green in the top right one is 115, and the red, the majority of the field, in the bottom right one is also 115. So basically across the field, 115-pound rate was where we needed to be roughly, with slightly different and heavier or lighter soils depending on the year. I will also add here, we're using yield data to drive management decisions. So in this case, this field was not a good candidate for variable rate nitrogen, but the grower learned from this. He was putting out a 100-pound rate, actually a 95-pound rate in this field. And so the grower learned from this in two consecutive years of testing that even though variable rate prescription was not where he needed to be, the uniform rate that he should be applying might be a little bit different from what he was actually applying. When we look at the data from this particular field, the direct prescriptions and the NDVI prescription method, both variable rate methods, were less profitable than the best performing uniform rate that we had out there. In the interest of having time to get to some of these questions, I'm going to skip through some of these plots. This will be in the paper, so I encourage you to take a look at the paper. We'll have all of this summarized in here. At the end of the day, our rate that we apply with direct prescriptions is generally about the same as the best performing uniform rate, but with higher profitability. And generally the reason for that is that we're moving the nitrogen from the areas where we overapplied it to the areas where we underapplied it. So that's, I think, the main take-home message from this. My other take-home, and you're like, why, how in the world did this guy think he's going to get through 60 slides? It's not 60, but it's a lot. My other take-home message from this is that not all fields are good candidates, and that we can use this yield data to drive our management decisions and increase our profitability if we're taking the time to analyze it. So that's what I've got. Hopefully I left enough time. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. How do you? No, although I didn't get to it, one of those summary slides that I had, across five site years of doing this, I want to say it was $30 per acre. So, and it's going to vary. It depends on the field you're on, the amount of variability that's on the field you're on. And right now, to be honest, there is no easy button. So to pay that consultant to do this analysis, and or to take your own time to do this analysis, we need some more work to get it to where it needs to be. And to confirm that it is year to year, you know, what happened last year is going to be the right thing for me to do next year, or what did best last year, I should say.
I think the thing that you get on is the yield map. If you know
That's right.
You won't be across the field. If 90 pounds wasn't enough and 110 was better, then he has less than one.
That's correct. Absolutely. And I think oftentimes we have these tools on farms, and growers don't use them to their advantage where they could. Putting variety A next to variety B, seeding rate 1 versus seeding rate 2. There's lots of ways we can use them that as researchers and extension agents, extension specialists, we need to be encouraging more of that, because a lot of growers have that hardware already. So we don't need to sit down and start talking about ROI on buying a yield monitor. They already have it.
That's all questions for now.
Good, because George's question would have been hard. I didn't want to.
Thank you.